Now let's reflect on a year of political storms. We discussed some of it in recent days with President Obama. In a year-end interview, he spoke of everything from his strategy against ISIS to Donald Trump.
This morning, we have one more part of that conversation in which we asked the president questions about questions. The president did something unusual this year. He sat for interviews in which he posed the questions. He interviewed 18-year-old Noah McQueen for the NPR series StoryCorps.
So you had gotten in repeated trouble. And what happened?
I went to a Christian retreat.
Did you say to yourself, man, I need to find something different and go to a Christian retreat?
Oh, no, sir. I didn't want to go at all. My mom forced me.
Oh, okay. So mama intervened. Said, Lord,
yeah.
Please help my knucklehead son Noah straighten out.
This was only one time the president chose to pose the questions. On British TV, he interviewed naturalist David Attenborough.
What are the prospects for this blue marble that we live on?
If they don't understand about the workings of the natural world.
Later, the president was interviewing a novelist, Marilyn Robinson, in the New York Review of Books. At an Asia-Pacific summit, he interviewed a Chinese billionaire. It is hard to think of other presidents who've done this so publicly. And when we asked him about it, what we heard was a president thinking out loud about his job. Final question, Mr. President.
Yeah.
And it's a question about questions. You've questioned people, interviewed people. Why are you doing that?
You know, one of the best things about this job is that you can talk to anybody. You know, it turns out you pick up the phone. If somebody's doing something interesting, something that inspires you, you can usually get them to take your phone call. And you know, sometimes I do it to learn myself what is it that you know makes them tick and what can they teach me about the world. Sometimes I just want to shine a light on somebody who I think is extraordinary. You know, when I talk to that young teenager, that high school kid.
18-year-old African-American.
You know, here's a guy who was on the streets and going down the wrong path and you know, most likely would have ended up in jail if you looked at the odds. And he was able, through faith and some timely intervention, to completely turn his life around and was on his way to college. And, you know, at a time where popular culture often portrays young African-American men coming from low-income neighborhoods as a danger, I wanted people to hear what an extraordinary kid this was and how much he was like a lot of teenage boys who just may be growing up in more forgiving environments. The novelist Marilyn Robinson, you know, she's become a friend of mine. I just love her books. And I think she says something about the essential decency and goodness of the American people. The folks she writes about are, you know, from the Midwest and small towns and are rooted in you know, flags and apple pie and Americana, and yet they've got these really complicated lives. And what she says about our democracy and what's best in us, I thought was important for people to hear.
If you had an opportunity to ask a question to the people who want your job, which maybe you could, one of these debates you could write in on Facebook that asked your question, what would you ask?
You know, that's a great question, Steve, and I might have to give it some thought, but what I can tell you, I ask myself every single day is, how can I be useful in creating an America that is more tolerant, more prosperous, provides greater opportunity, is safer? And so I might just ask somebody, why do you want to do this? And I suppose they'd give a cliche answer because that's what candidates do. But I will tell you, as president, if you're interested just because you like the title or you like the trappings or you like the power or the fame or the celebrity, that side of it wears off pretty quick. At least it has for me. And what sustains me, what lasts, what makes me happy, proud, frustrated sometimes, is the recognition that if you want this job, then you really need to love this country and have a very clear vision and idea of what it is that you want to do to help make this country work even better. And I don't think this country works best on fear. I don't think this country works best on hate. I don't think this country works best on cynicism. I think this country works best on community and hope and optimism and dynamism and change. You know, if you're aspiring to this job, then you need to ask yourself some very serious questions about why you're doing it, because that's what's going to keep you going on those days that things aren't going so well.
Mr. President, thanks as always for your time.
I enjoyed it. Thank you.
That's part of our year-end talk with President Obama. There is new video of this final portion of the talk, as well as video of our talk released last week about ISIS, the president's legacy, Donald Trump, and more. You can find the videos on social media and at NPR.org.
And that is not quite our final political interview of 2015. You heard Obama's question to presidential candidates, why do you want to do this? Well, on Thursday, New Year's Eve, we will hear from one of those presidential hopefuls. It's a New Year's conversation with Republican Jeb Bush of Florida.